viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me, brother.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, salam and greeting to you.
Alaykum assalam. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
My pleasure to have you both back in the studio, actually, and always pick your brains about movies and your take on the criticism of these movies that we choose, actually, to criticize in such a program, Viewpoints. Well, one of those movies that we decided to work on is called Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Well, it's featuring Liam Neeson, Andrew Garfield, Adam Driver, to just name a few. IMDb gives this movie 7.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 83%, which is a very high grade, actually. And Letterboxd, 4 out of 5. The box office for this movie was $23.8 US million dollars. The whole movie is about Christian missionaries sent out to Japan to propagate, and Rodriguez and group, two Catholic missionaries, travel to Japan in search of their missing mentor, Freira, who is believed to have been promoting Catholicism by going against the law, obviously, in Japan. But before we move on to the questions, as is always the par for the course, for this program, Viewpoints on Iran Radio, we normally take a listen to a short trailer of this movie, Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. And then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints. So stay tuned.
Our Lord said to them, go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every living creature.
Ferreira is lost to us. He denounced God in public and surrendered the faith.
That's not possible. Father Ferreira risked his life to spread our faith all over Japan.
It seems to me that our mission here is more urgent than ever. We must go find Father Ferreira.
This is in your hearts, then, both of you?
Yes.
Then I must trust God has put it down. The moment you set foot in that country, you step into high danger.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on Iran Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program. And Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Sayyid Abdullah, in what ways does Rodriguez's faith change throughout the film? Especially I'm talking about like that kind of shift from conviction to doubt.
Well, this is how it always begins, that you have faith theoretically, and you believe in everything because it makes sense, especially when you're in comfort zone.
Yes.
And this, I think this goes across all religions.
Right.
But the minute you start to face with obstacles and challenges and suffering and torture, that's where people kind of lose their faith. But this is something I understand for a common person, right, who doesn't have much details, but information about God and faith. But for a priest, in like Ragnarok, how he kept his faith kept evolving, and he kept questioning his faith in terms of the existence of God, that he's not hearing him and he's not being there and he's not doing anything about the suffering, that, which is very hard to swallow, at least from where I'm standing, that either you believe in God and this is a test of God, or you don't. You have no right to question him. But we can see that he kept, from the beginning of the movie, he said questioning, because first he didn't understand. He didn't like the state he was in, being locked under the ground, not having food, not being able to go.
Isn't it part of human nature to question everything that comes in front?
It is part of us to question. I mean,
like if you are faced, for example, with a fake religion, what are you going to do? But I mean, that this aspect of the intellect would come to your rescue.
No, that's what I'm saying. For a common person, it's very logical to question these things. And even with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, when he was trying to preach his Islam, it took him 11 years in Mecca, and he couldn't get anywhere except for the few who believed in it. But I'm saying, depending on who you speak to. So if you're talking about a common person, sure. But when you talk about someone who has spent all his life in the church, understood everything about God, and later on his faith keeps evolving and changing, that's a problem.
I see.
It means that the beginning was wrong, then the end obviously follows the beginning. As we say in mantiq, the result follows the worst of prerequisites.
Yes.
Right? So if the prerequisites were bad, obviously this is the result.
That's syllogism.
So like I said, so if you're sitting in a church and going hallelujah 24 hours and everything is peachy and lovely, once you get put in Japan, you start to question the existence of God himself. And this is what we can see in the movie.
I see. Thank you very much. Brother Yasser, how does this movie, Silence, address the theme of suffering?
So there was actually an article that I read after watching this movie. It was written by a very interesting organization that is currently in America. It is called the American Catholic Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family and Property. It's quite interesting. They have obviously some very radical ideas, to say the least, but it's a good understanding of where Catholicism is at the moment. So they wrote a review of this movie, one of the only Catholic places they wrote a review on this movie. And they didn't actually say that this movie should be looked at in terms of suffering, but it should be looked at in terms of martyrdom. That this movie makes martyrdom something that is less. So in terms of the same question that you asked, if suffering leads to martyrdom in the way of God, what's wrong with that? It should be something glorified.
Right.
It should be something praised. It should be something that, you know, is looked for. Suffering for the sake of suffering's sake, yeah, okay, fine. You can understand that that's a different issue altogether.
Yeah.
But suffering, and this is also important here, that it also therefore depends on the worldview of a person. If a person has a worldview of they being a divine entity who afterwards will reward you for the sacrifices and the sufferings that you did, it makes it all the worthwhile. That is why one of the biggest arguments that the atheists bring against any theist is the problem of evil.
Exactly.
The reason they bring the problem is because they don't understand what is behind that evil. When you have a block that everything in is this particular moment and there's nothing beyond this particular moment, yes, evil in a vacuum is evil. But evil for something else is not necessarily evil. Right, so even here, for some, the concept of suffering for suffering's sake, which sometimes in a movie it shows that why are you suffering? And this particular article showed that. No, they are not suffering for the sake of suffering. They are suffering for the sake of God and the religion of God. Right. So therefore, it is incumbent that the suffering is seen in that light. It is not seen as suffering for the sake of suffering's sake. Rather, it's suffering in terms of sacrifice for defending what one believes. However, in Islam, we have the concept of taqiyya, which I'm sure you may ask later on.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, obviously. Because it's a key point. Yeah, like, is it always the case that you have to do it? Is it necessary to do it? You know,
that's discussion. Very much flexibility that we actually comes with the territory of some religions. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the Movie Creative Program on Iran Radio. Stay with us.
The price for your glory is their suffering.
It's too dangerous.
We asked for this mission.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on Iran Radio with me, Mohammadjad, hosting this program, and Saeed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Saeed, what is the significance of the image of crucifix in the film? We see so many symbolisms, and this concept of symbolism and symbols in Christianity, in fact, is so highlighted. And Brother Yasser, in fact, mentioned it in one of the earlier episodes. Also, like, he made a reference to the idea of symbolism and, well, we are not suffering for the symbols, basically, right? Yeah. And the, when he was talking about, or in reference to the question that I had regarding apostasy. So what's your take on this?
So first, let it be known that we as Muslims do not believe in this nonsensical crucifixion that the Christians believe in, that he was on a cross and nailed to the cross and the thorn of, you know, on his head and all that nonsense. We don't believe in that. He was never crucified. The Quran testifies to that. But as far as the movie goes, because we're trying to critique the movie itself. Now, obviously, for Christian people, the crucifixion of Christ is a great symbol for them, to the stage they worship that symbol, right? So in the movie also, every time you're faced with calamities and problems and whatever suffering in life, you go to the cross. Oh, so Jesus did it, so I can do it too. I'm going to do it for the sake of Jesus because he went through this thing. Despite what Brother Yasser said, that said sometimes that as Muslims, we are bred with this thing that your sacrifices are much higher themselves than the actual goal itself, which is to reach martyrdom. So the suffering that you go through is what makes it worthwhile. And we take pride in suffering. Not that we have to look for something to compare ourselves to so we can get a comfort that, oh, my suffering is as much as it's for this person. So it's not in that concept. So Christianity kind of, unless they go through suffering, then they go to Christ and then Christ makes them feel good.
I see. Brother Yasser, how does the character of Kochijiro, the Japanese character in it, illustrate the complexities of faith under pressure? We know that lots of times it happens that faith, you also mentioned it, that the greater level of faith that you have or belief and the greater the goals are, the greater the sufferings, right?
Yeah. So that particular individual, he's a funny fella. I mean, he comes throughout the movie, right? I think he's one of those, obviously, like we mentioned, it's based on a novel. So obviously he's like one of those characters that you have to have in a novel, right? He comes popping up everywhere. Right, he's at every island, at every mass, at every thingy. But it also shows the fact that human nature is that, okay, I want to be a good person. I just can't. He tries to be a good person. He really does try, but he keeps on falling into sin. It's something we all can, to a certain extent, we can kind of, you know, relate to. Yes, we want to be good people, but we fall into sin. However, yes, and we know, and also it shows that the door of forgiveness is open. The ability to change is open. The ability to become a better person is open. This is not a very good example of that. But obviously in the Islamic tradition, forgiveness is that you don't return to that sin, right? Yes. You do it, you ask forgiveness, you don't return to it.
Exactly.
He actually started doing worse sins. he started doing worse sins, right? He asked for forgiveness, then he did something else. He asked forgiveness, he did something even worse.
I see.
But that's reality, though. for Christians, this is the reality.
No, I'm just trying to say that in terms of a role model, he is not a good role model.
Well, neither is Jesus Christ in this case, because this is what Christianity do. Like, as a Christian, you do whatever you do, you go to the box, you confess, you walk out free of sins. Yeah. And actually that motivates you to do even more sins. I can now, I have a way to clear my sins. So let me do whatever sins.
In technicality, maybe, but in terms of the actual teachings of
really
Christ.
Bad.
In terms of the teachings of Christ, it might not be
the
same.
Yeah,
the
obviously
teachings are very
it's not.
Different.
Yeah, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on Iran Radio. And obviously, we continue the critique of this movie, Silence, in this program, which is produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.